Let's go. Don't tell a friend. It's T.I.A. and J.B.N. Let's go. You are listening to the Brandiverse Radio Show.
It's the Brandiverse Indie Podcast Radio Show. Hey, I'm the J.B.N.
And this is your girl, T.I.A. Hey, you guys, here on TBOU, it's the Christmas season. And guess who we have on the show?
What?
Miss Sheila B. Sexy.
Yes, coming.
That's
soon.
Right. To talk to us about her Southern Soul music that she has flowing through the airways here on TBOU and all over the world.
Yes, 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 yes. It's that Southern Soul music right here, like TIA say on TBOU. And later climbing into the show, we will have Sheila B. Sexy.
Miss Sheila B. Sexy.
I wonder how sexy she is, T.I.A.
She's sexy.
She's sexy.
She's Sheila B. Sexy.
That's why she's fronting on her.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what's going on. So, hey, we go right here. Hello, listeners out there. Hello, Mr. Cozy Mo Better.
How you doing this afternoon, Mr. Cozy Mo Better?
Get that bundle up. I hope you staying warm. Staying warm and don't Philly. That's right.
Yeah, Philadelphia. I know it's good and cold here.
Yes, 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 yes. But thank you for tuning into the Brandiverse Indie Podcast Radio Show. And, you know, this is the month of the season to give in greetings.
That's right. The Christmas season.
So, TIA, what's been going on and how you been doing?
I've been fine. I ain't been doing nothing but working and, you know, back home. That's
yes.
pretty much it, you know. But, you know, tomorrow it's going to be cold and rainy.
They did say for the weather forecast, it's supposed to be raining and everything.
It didn't never rain today. They said 20% today, but it ain't never do nothing.
We love you guys.
40% tomorrow, yes, exactly. And it's going to be cold. So we're going to see what it's going
to
do.
But shout out to Cozy Mo. We love you, Cozy Mo, too. That's what's up.
Yes, yeah. We love you, Cozy Mo, better.
So, hey, let's go ahead and start off the show with
none other than Sheila B. Sexy herself. I'm in love with a married man.
Mm-hmm. She know better than that. Right here on the Brandiverse Indie Podcast Radio Show.
Ooh, baby. This song is dedicated to all the single women around the world.
Yeah.
That's in love with a married man.
Come on.
Y'all know what? A married man will have you feeling good in the morning, late at night. Fixing and toting plates, fixing tub water and everything. So if you can relate to me, come on and vibe with me for a moment. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I'm in love. Makes me feel good, feel good, feel good, real good. He bring me breakfast in the morning. Good loving in the evening time. I say, baby, ooh, baby, why you gotta go home tonight? Feel good, real good.
Chill, let me get a little
peek. Ooh, baby.
Making love at lunchtime. When I'm coming through, coming through. You might be my side piece, baby. But I'm making love to you. I'ma get it when I can.
I'm in love.
Ooh, baby.
And it makes me feel good, feel good, feel good. Real good. He got that comeback kind of love, the to make you wanna do right when you wanna do wrong.
You ain't doing me wrong. I just need it.
I said, baby, ooh, baby, why you got to go home tonight?
Baby, you know I can't stay the night.
Find love with a married man.
Ooh, baby.
It makes me feel good, feel good, feel good, real good.
Feel real good.
Ladies, let me talk to you for a minute about this married man.
Ooh, baby.
When it comes to a married man, you don't have to compromise his wallet. Because he knows what you want and gives you what you need. He never says no. He said, let me get back with you. But the only thing about that married man, he belongs to somebody.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Yes, that was Sheila B. Sexy, in love with a married man. Was she being in love with a married man? Hey.
I don't know, but you know what happened like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That should be the shame of yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But hey, we're going to go play one more song, and we're going to have Sheila B. Sexy on, and we'll be interviewing her right here. What's coming up next, TIA?
Coming up next, we have my girl, none other than Westlove with Down in the Country.
Down in the country.
Down in the country.
Some are good cold beer. They cold say y'all people love to party down here.
Down here.
They say you like collard greens and some stupid gear. They say y'all people love to party down here.
Down here.
You can find a good joint everywhere you go. While in the country down along the road. See, y'all don't know what in the hell y'all come to do. They got a gin and juice and stomp a look good. Down in the country,
you come to have a good time.
In the country,
down in the country,
down in the country,
we having a party.
We love to party in the country. Well, I just got off work and I'm mighty tired, but I wouldn't take a nothing for my journey right now. Now pass me a bottle and a big old cup. I got some people down here that wanna get low. I said a tuna back, a tuna back, a tuna back, a shit. Like a pop full, I can't hold that shit. I said a tuna back, a tuna back, a tuna back, a spit. My mouth is full, I can't hold that shit.
Down in the country. Down in the country, baby.
Down
in the country. We love the party
in the country.
Let's say down in the country where the party be.
Come on,
they say everybody rocking and to stepping with.
Stepping
with. All I need you to do with me is follow me on down to the back.
Down in the country.
country.
Yes,
yes,
down in the country. Go ahead, Westlove.
Westlove and Sam Butler, y'all.
We partying up in here on TBO.
Down in the country.
Hey,
hey.
It's that Southern soul music. It's that new wave, that Southern soul music right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. Now, coming now, we have here interviewing right here, waiting on the line. We have Miss None Other Than On. I know her personally too, but you know, and she surprised me that she came out with these music, very talented, and you know, she took a chance into this and it blowing up everywhere.
That's right.
Yes. And her name is Sheila B. Sexy.
That's right, Miss Sheila B. Sexy.
Hey, so, hey.
Sheila B. Sexy, are you there on the line?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear y'all.
Hello. Hold on for 1 second. Can you hear us?
Ray muted. It said, "Y'all can y'all hear me?" Hello.
They can hear her, but we cannot hear her.
I can hear you.
Can you hear us, Miss Sheila B. Sexy?
Hello, everybody that can hear me out here. How y'all doing?
There she is.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Blessed today.
I hear that. Yes, ma'am. And Sheila B. Sexy is on the line, you guys.
We got it on the line. Yes. So how's it been?
It's been going spectacular. From the time I started in June, actually, as a blues singer, it's been just so overwhelming to see the response that people have been giving me. And I'm grateful, and I thank God for the listening ears, you know?
All right. Okay. Well, welcome to the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show, that we play all the any artists and major artists music too also. So, hey, tell the listeners, who is Sheila B. Sexy and where are you from?
I'm originally from Hardaway, Florida. My name is Sheila B. Jackson, but I took the Jackson out and put the sexy at the end. So, so it's Sheila B. Sexy. And I also recently added, officially Sheila B. Sexy, AKA the sexiest diva in Southern Soul. So,
Okay.
Hear me.
I like that.
Okay, so then, in fact, you ain't one of you now. I'm related to one of the Jacksons, have you? You know, that Miss Janet.
Yeah,
Nancy,
yeah.
You want you?
Yeah, basically, I was married to Kevin Jackson, who happened to be, JV Young, uncle. You know, back in the days, uncle-in-law. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he was.
So basically, that's how we became familiar with each other. And as far as I'm concerned, you always be family, you know.
Yes.
And I'm just so proud of this podcast that you have and the success that since we've, you know, last time, it's been a while since I seen you, but to know that, man, you went from a singing star to a radio commentator, your radio host, you know. I'm like, wow, you just never know how Lord can just bless you to do, you know, when you got that gift, you know, from the Lord, you know, it's up to us to exercise that gift.
That's right. It's a blessing. Yes. I have my struggles and my ups and downs too. It's a blessing. Yeah. But this ain't about me. This is about you. So
Miss Sheila B. Sexy.
Right.
How long has music been a part of your life?
I come up Pentecostal, you know, for those that don't know what Pentecost is, it's like, it's holiness. So you hear the drums, you hear the guitar, you hear the tambourines and everything. So instrumental wise, I've always heard music. And when I was younger, I was in a choir. But, you know, I was like not the lead singer. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I actually, you know, I came up Pentecostal, so it's been a part of my life for a long time. And what happened was I actually literally got fired from my job in June, and I began writing. You know, I got fired. You know, I Googled, you know, how do you sing the blues? And once I Googled it and it told me how you write and sing the blues, my first song was I Got Fired from My Job. And I actually took it as a joke, but then everybody was like listening to the song and they said, girl, that's the blues. So I was like, y'all like that? So I took it serious then, and I wrote it, and I got with a lady that copyrighted it for me, and she let me know how important that was to do that, to get it copyrighted.
Of course.
So we went from, I took my life from the diary to the studio.
Okay.
Created that first song, I Got Fired from a Job. And then when I wrote the first song that I wrote, I was like, oh man, I'm going to be the first lady from my hometown, which is Hardaway, Florida, to write the blues. And so I was super excited about that. And then I wanted to get more beats. Y'all, you know, send me some more beats. So I
started okay, listeners, y'all hear that? The beat makers and producers.
Yeah, so I start purchasing the beats, and the more I listen to the beats, I don't know if any other artists have experienced this, but the more I listen to the beats, it seemed like the words was coming from the beat, like, yeah, that's okay. You know, you write a little bit, listen to it a little more, you write a little more. Next thing you know, you done wrote a whole, if not a whole book, a whole song. So
okay,
I actually dropped my first album on October the 20th. It's called Too Sexy Volume 1. So y'all, yeah, be sure to go and check out my music on YouTube. It's on all digital platforms.
Okay.
So I'm super excited, you know. So, and I appreciate this podcast right here.
No. You're welcome.
I appreciate the brand of us. You hear me?
You're welcome.
Since you see your career heading in a good direction, what is your vision?
My vision now is to basically write more music, so I can have a variety of music. Like, I don't want to get in a particular box of music, because I love all music. I love country. I love R&B. I love blues, Southern soul. I love a variety of music. So my vision is to have a little bit of music written on different genres, you know, R&B song, you know, a love song, a ballad, you know, just different music. I don't want to just put myself in a corner and say, I'm only going to sing blues. No, I want a hip hop song. As you can see on Live My Life, is a little bit of rap, you know.
Right.
So that's my vision, is and to travel the world, you know, And just meet different people and just enjoy it, you know. So
how has it been for you to meet like Jeter Jones and work with him? And how was that experience for you?
Yeah,
it was awesome experience. I actually met him through social media. I danced off his Black Horse song, and I went from that to. He's like a mentor. I watch him, you know, sing and dance, and how he mingle with his fans. He love his fans. And it was just like, it was just an awesome experience. He's very gifted. So we was able to collab together.
Okay. And,
I would trade that experience for the world. So, and I've learned a lot from him. He seemed more like a big brother, because he'll tell you quick, learn the business.
That's right.
Appreciate that advice. And so for a while I became a promoter for not just him, but other artists that I enjoyed, you know, going to the concert to see. And so in going to those different concerts, I can hear him tell his crew or his people on his team, you better work, you know. In other words, get out there, you work hard, you let the fans, give the fans what they want.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As an artist, it's not about you. Once you get out there, it's about what the fans want.
Right.
Exactly. So, Sheila, mm-hmm. question. Since now this Southern Soul music is riding the wave and everything else, and you new to the Southern Soul music, this is a whole new wave for everybody. So now, what made you get into more Southern, you know, Southern Soul music? And in fact, did you had to learn some things? I know you say about the blues, but describe Southern Soul music to the listeners out there that they don't know.
All right, so if you want the natural born truth, I can give it to you. So Southern Soul music, if you have like some good instrumentals, some good beat, you can vibe with that genre of music. Not that everybody are perfect singers, but they can put you in the groove of listening to music. Like, in other words, mm-hmm. you don't really have to be a perfect singer. You don't really have to be a perfect singer in this genre of music. You just have some, if you get some good instrumentals, some good beats, and you, it's more like, if I had to describe the difference between R&B and Southern Soul, okay? To mm-hmm. me, R&B is a singer, like a Whitney Houston or mm-hmm. or a Patti LaBelle or Anita Baker. They really sing. I'm talking about they sing. Mm-hmm. And they stand still and sing. You know, they stand still on the stage. You know, they be cute and everything. But a Southern Soul singer, to me, is somebody that's going to entertain you as well.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not only singing, but they're dancing. Mm-hmm. You know, they sliding. Mm-hmm. And it's a party. So
it is a party. And then, yeah. I mean, interrupt you. And then also, to me, Southern Soul also is talk about life.
Yes.
Talk about
it's like
life.
The blues, you know, it's a lot of reality songs. It's songs you can relate to, you know. Exactly. You can kind of, it's like the borderline of country, because if you ever listen to country music, mm-hmm. it tells a story. It naturally tells a story, you know. So it's like that.
Hey, Sheila, don't go nowhere. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come right back right here with Sheila B. Sexy on the Brand of Us. And also, guess what, Sheila? You got a fan out there. He said that he loves your video, but we'll be right back, and I'll tell you who that is. Don't go okay. nowhere.
She got that. Allie Get Entertainment presents Car Party Music. Deal one.
This is Tier 1 with Ooh, Ooh Baby.
See, you turn me on. Look at your body. You make me want. Yeah. You're the finest thing in the club. I'm by the bar. We leave the club. She got the high heels on. She got the tight jeans on. She got the old babe. She got the old babe. She got the high heels on. She got the tight jeans on. Oh, baby.
Live here on TBOU, the brand of us, any podcast radio show. And also, you can check us out on TBOU 24/7 radio. Y'all check that out too.
And don't forget to go to our website, thebrandofus.com.
That's right.
Thebrandofus.com. And up next, we have none other than Miss Sheila B. Sexy with Saddle Up.
Let's ride. Hey.
Ride. 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 Saddle up, let me ride that pony. 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 Ride, ride, ride. Y'all, let me tell you what happened to me one night. I was at a club, and I spotted this good-looking man. Ooh-wee, he was looking good. From his head to his toes. And by that time, he started walking towards me. He said, "What's your name? And where you from?" What's my name? I'm Sheila B. Sexy. What's my name? I'm Sheila B. Sexy. Saddle up, let me ride that pony. 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 Ride. 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 Then he went on to say, "What's your name?" Sheila B. Sexy. "And where you from?" And this is what I told him. "I'm a country girl from the country world. I grew up eating possum and squirrels. Collard greens, neck bones, pig feet, and yellow rice. I'm cornbread fed, can't you tell? I'm cornbread fed, can't you tell? Hey, what's my name? Sheila B. Sexy. Sheila B. Sexy. Sheila B. Sexy. Sheila B. Sexy."
Yes, right. You heard that. What's right here. Name? That's Sheila B. Sexy. Sexy. Yes, Sheila B.
Sexy.
All right. Hey, we're back here on TBOU, the brand of Buzz City Podcast Show. And that was
Miss Sheila B. Sexy with
Saddle Up. Let's ride. Hey, okay. Are you still here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. What made you did that song?
It really is supposed to be like an intro to me coming on stage to kind of introduce, you know, the people to who I am. And I actually hadn't even copyrighted that song in the beginning. I was just using it. So everybody was liking it so much. I said, "Oh, let me go. Let me take a step back. Let me take a step back and get it copyrighted and get it mastered." And so now it's everybody liking it, you know. It was just, and it ain't even 3 minutes long.
no, but hey, cornbread fed, huh?
Cornbread fed.
Yes. So, what are your, when you got into the music business, who really influenced you? Now.
I love myself some Karen Wolf.
Okay.
Karen was like her music. Nelly the Tiger, Whitney Houston, basically R&B, you know, on that level. Whitney, Anita Baker, cause they sung from the heart. You know, if to best describe those singles, they, you know, Jennifer Hudson, I could name a bunch of them, but they sang from the heart. Westlove, they sung from the heart, and
exactly.
So, you know, I like relatable songs. So, you know, songs that I've made, some of them, you know, some of them relatable, some of them are, you know, a little over the edge. You know, I'm in love with a married man. Sometimes I read the comments on YouTube and they tickle me. But those are the blues. Those are reality stuff. Those are things
exactly what we go through sometimes, too.
You know? So.
And also, the fan, Mr. Cozy Mobetta, he now, the videos, do you have some videos of some of your songs now?
I have two. The first two songs that I wrote was I Got Fired. I did a video with that one.
Okay,
and recently, about 2 weeks ago, I finally dropped the video on I'm in Love with a Married Man. So
I got to check that out. Right. I got to check that out.
I seen it.
You seen it? How was it, T.I.? Is it deep?
It's awesome.
What? I will check that out when we get off the air later on. We'll check that out.
Check it out. Check it out. But I kept it clean for the church folks, you know.
So on Sheila B, what shows? Well, first of all, what shows have you done? And another question: who would you like to open up for?
When I first started in June, it was actually I've done like about 7 platforms. The first one was in Monroe, Alabama. It was like maybe 3 weeks after I had, you know, released I Got Fired. So when I went ahead and got like a second phone for my booking. And when I got a call for the first time, I was like, they said, what do you charge? I really didn't know what to charge. Like, because they told me most beginning artists do a lot of promos. So yeah. I was like, oh, I don't even know. Like, how much do I charge to even sing? You know, so I was like, well, I'll work with your budget. You feel me? What your budget is. So I ended up getting $300 for that show in the room. And then from that show, my next show was in Indiana, where I opened up for Nelly the Tiger and Tucker. Those are some big artists. So they flew me out from, I actually caught the plane in Atlanta because my sister went with me, Darlene. And we flew from Atlanta to Indiana. And I opened up for Nelly and Tucker. And for that gig, they paid me $1,000, and plus the room and ground transportation. So I was like, wow, man, I should have been singing. I should have been singing this kind of money. You feel me?
Right.
And then I did a show in Sandersonville, Georgia for, I think I did 3 songs.
Mm-hmm,
I made like $500 in a room for that. So I was like, wow.
Girl, stop naming your prices because you make me feel like a star. All right, now go back out there and start doing my thing.
You feel me? I never make that kind of money for just, you know, getting out there. 15, I'm talking about from 15 to 30 minute gigs. You know, I was like, wow, Lord,
that's a blessing. Right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's really great.
It was that's awesome. It kind of blowed my mind. So, from that point, I've done a bunch of promos. And I'm just grateful to be on the platform because you have to get your music out there.
You have to.
You have to invest in yourself. And sometimes you can take a loss just so you can get out there. And I've learned that in the industry, like a lot of people have been in this business and didn't get paid 2 or 3 years when they came out. So I was blessed to get paid platforms. And it just depends on the time and the location. And I'll try to make that gig if they invite me or if they say, well, what you charge? I said, well, just, you know, for the time being, because a lot of time I don't mind giving back, you know. So in this industry, you can't always just take. Sometimes you can just be a blessing to a person, you know. So I'm definitely coming to South Carolina for sure.
Okay, we would love to have you here, South Carolina. Cozy Mo can tell you about South Carolina. yes. So hey, also, I would like to say too, well, since now, again, you are artists and everything. What else are you planning for next year, for 2022?
I have like 6 songs. I want to match a video with every song. And then I want to continue, you know, promoting and I haven't, you know, I'm an independent artist. So right now I just want to continue with the platforms and, you know, get my music out there and get it in rotation. And I feel like if my music will beat me there, then I have an easier show. You feel me? Cause they know the music.
Yeah.
So I love networking, and that's a part of this business. Networking, because you get a chance to, hey, huh, take my song, or, you know, look online, Google me, Sheila B. Sex.
That's right.
The first time I told somebody that, I was like, just Google me, baby. You feel me?
Well, hey, don't go nowhere. We take another short commercial break. We'll be right back with more with Sheila B. Sexy. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
If y'all want an opportunity of a lifetime, living from beach to beach, oceans to oceans, trains, planes, and all those things in between, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for you. But you have to see it to believe it, to actually say, hey, this is a great opportunity. But I'm just talking 8 streams of income coming into your household. And I'm not telling you to quit your day job. No, I'm telling you to live your life on top of what you're doing already. And it's available for you right now. If you guys want that information, let's go. Contact this number, 803-556-6134. Again, 803-556-6134. And let's go living on top of the world.
Hey, check out me, the JVN, on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show every Saturday weekend. From 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, there's a party going on. A party going on. Yeah, a party going on.
It's your brand, our brand, the new brand, the Brand of Us.
All right, you guys. We are back. And this is our girl, Nakia, with Kickback Spot.
Let's party.
People all in my face, getting on my last nerve. Week after week and month after month, I work hard. Can't nobody get the job done like me. I'm tired of getting up. I'm tired of coming home after the sun. Lord knows I'm not trying to complain, but if I could have my way, I put in less work and more play. Hey, it seems like a good time to call in. So I'm alone and tell my boss I'm not coming. Cause I'll be putting in work at the kickback spot. Putting in work at the kickback spot. I got a new fit to wear with shoes to match. Got my hair laid tight, makeup right, nails all that. Time to clock in, let the fun begin. You know what they say, all work and no play.
Makes me a dull girl.
I'm tired of going in. I'm tired of coming home. Lord knows I'm not trying to complain. But if I could have my way, I'd put in less work and more play. Good time to call in. So I'm alone and tell my boss I'm not coming.
I'm coming in.
I'll be putting in work.
At the kickback spot.
Yeah.
Putting in work.
At the kickback
spot.
Ooh, it seems like a good time. be putting in work. Yeah, putting in work. Putting in work. Where my ladies at? Yeah, putting in work. Where the fellas at? Yeah, putting in work. Where the DJ? Yeah, yeah, putting in work. Ooh, ooh, it seems like a good time to call in. I'ma go home and tell my boss I ain't coming. Cause I'll be putting in work at the kickback spot. At the kickback spot. Ooh, it seems like a good time to call in. So I'ma go home and tell my boss coming, cause I'll be putting in work at the kickback spot, yeah, yeah. Putting in work on the west side, yeah. Putting in work on the east side.
That's right, we gonna put it in work. That was
Nakia with Kickback Five.
Hey, we're back here on the Brand of Us City Podcast for your show with Sheila B. Sexy. What you think about that, Sheila B?
Putting in the work. Sneaking link. Yes, you feel me? Yes.
So thank you for joining in into our show, and we really appreciate you. What you're doing for Southern Soul Music. And before we let you go, because I know you're a busy lady, also, I can say this is a new style, a new trend that's floating all over social media with Southern Soul Music.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Social media.
Yeah, you're right, it's TIA. All over the world. And I'm glad that you are part of the Southern Soul. So then after that, hey, we're going to be playing it and playing and playing it.
I appreciate that.
Exactly. If you know anybody with other Southern Soul music, just send them our way.
I definitely would do that. I shared it on my social media platform, Facebook, and my I have 13,000 followers on Facebook. So it's growing. And my fan page has 11,000. So definitely I'll be getting the word out to join the podcast, you know, to follow y'all on, because this is a nice platform. This is a very nice platform. So definitely keep up the good work. I love this.
Thank you.
Well, hey, tell everybody where they could book you. Well, first of all, tell everybody where they could reach you so they could book you and everything else. Well, name all your platforms. I know you say just Google you.
No, actually, so my email address is Sheila, Sheila, Jackson, Jackson, 485@gmail.com. And then my booking number, which is open to the public, is 850-966-0992. So this is basically a business line. It's not one that you can call and breathe in the phone, you know.
You know?
Right.
But basically, yeah, or either you can hit me via Facebook Messenger, and just let me know, and I'll, you know, we'll talk, and I can come to your city, your state, your country. You call me, Sheila B. Sexy, on the way.
I hear that.
All right, I hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
What's my name?
Any closing remarks, TIA?
We played two of your songs, which was Saddle Up and then In Love with the Married Man. So tell the people a little bit about the Hardaway Shuffle.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be my next biggest song. I'm from Hardaway, Florida, so I had to just throw one in for the home team, you feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So it's a shuffle dance. Me and Dr. C out of Tallahassee. He's a coordinator on putting line dances together. So when I wrote the song, it's one of them songs that you want to just bring back home. You know, let's do the Hardaway Shuffle. So we still working on the dance. One of the moves that I added to the dance was a move that my sister, my late sister, we call her Pee Wee. She used to call it the Pee Wee Slide. So in addition to that slide being a part of the dance, we went in and made some more moves to extend the dance. So once we really get it down packed, you know, we're gonna just do like a big video on it so that everybody can kind of get into the groove of the Hardaway shuffle, you know?
Can I be in it?
Yes.
All right, now, all right, hey, okay, when it's time, y'all, let me know.
But you got to do the Hardaway Shuffle, not just be in it.
No, right, you do. Let me know a week in advance, and I'll drive down to Florida and be in that video.
I want you to be in it. I definitely want you to be in it.
I wear my cowboy hat and everything. That's right, you know.
I think that Saddle Up song is going to be like a cowboyish, you know, get on a, you know, the little bull rides you get on.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different type of song. Saddle up really mean get, you know, put on some protection and we can ride, you know?
Right.
But,
yes, you'll be sexy.
Yeah. Add some horses, some bull rides to it as well.
Yes.
So yes, ma'am, and Sheila Be Sexy, we really do appreciate you.
Thank you.
Giving us the opportunity to interview you, and we love what you are doing.
Yes.
Like you said, with the Southern Soul music. We really appreciate you.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. And for the listening ears and everybody that was on this podcast, the ones that enjoy my music, thank y'all so much. That means a lot. So hopefully y'all will come to Florida. The next time I do a concert, I'm definitely going to invite y'all so y'all can get the VIP table on me.
Let us know a week in advance so I can go ahead and take off my job.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I want to, but what we're trying to do is, let me throw this out there. A lot of the artists is from like Mobile towards Montgomery, towards Texas, mm-hmm. Houston. So we're trying to get a lot of the artists in the Florida sector, you know. Right. So I'm trying to create a platform as well as a host for some, not just myself, but other artists as well. So
okay.
Once we put something together, my next goal is to have like all divas, some women's, you know, on this platform, and I'll let you know about it. I'll let y'all keep y'all informed.
Okay, me and Cozy Mobetti, we'll be there. Okay, but hey, thank you again.
Thank you so much. But,
yes, but thank you. And after that, we could do this again. If you want to drop a line or if you want us to do some promotion for you, okay. We got you, you know, just like we got Mr. Cozy Mobetta. We got everybody. We love everybody. Right. We love all types of music. We don't just play hip hop.
We play all genres of music.
We play music from intent, you know, across seas. So, hey, we love you. Stay blessed. And we can go ahead and leave this with Hardaway Shuffle. This has been Sheila Be Sexy on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. Thank you, my love. We appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Won't you dance for me?
Dance for me.
Dance for me.
Dance for
me. Do the Hardaway Shuffle, baby. Won't you dance for me?
Dance for me.
Dance for me.
Dance
do the Hardaway Shuffle, baby. Around this time, when the club is full, everybody's swinging all across the room. I see all my fellas, and they with their girls. Just grab her by the waist and let me show you this dance. Look to the left,
left,
the left,
left,
and back it all up.
Back it all up.
Turn this thing around
and you do the peewee slide.
To the right,
the right,
this time,
time,
and do a little,
do a little.
It's the harder way
you shuffle and you better not forget.
Won't you dance for me?
Dance for me.
Dance for me.
Dance
do
for
the
me.
Harder way shuffle, baby.
Baby.
Won't you dance for me?
Dance for me.
Dance for me.
Dance
do
for
the
me.
Harder way shuffle, baby.
Baby.
It's 2 a.m. and the club is closed. To the after party, everybody goes. I'm full of liquor, I can barely stand. I think it's time that we do a little dance.
Go to the left,
left,
to the left,
left, and back it all up.
Back it all
up. Turn this thing around,
then
you do the peewee slide.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you dance for me? Dance for me. Do the hard way shuffle, baby. But won't you dance for me? Dance for me. Do the hard way shuffle, baby.
That was Sheila B. Sexy
with the Hardaway Shuffle.
Yeah, T.I.
Yeah, we waiting. We waiting on that dance.
Yeah,
waiting on that dance. Woo. So we get on the dance floor and do the Hardaway Shuffle.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning into the Brand of Us Any Podcast Video Show. And you know, continue doing what you're doing out there.
That's right. That's right. We would like to say thank you to all of our listeners out there, all of the artists that submit their music to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show.
And also check us out every Saturday from 6 to 8. Every Saturday, 6 to 8 live. And also check out our Friday where we play all the new music on Friday Night Live Jams.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, before we close out the show tonight, we're going to go ahead and tell everybody peace,
love, and keep making music.
And we're going to end the show off with King of the South, Southern Cowboys.
Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh.
Let's ride out to you. We're going to ride out.
It's King of the South and Gita Jones.
Hey.
We're going to put the boots on.
Oh,
we need all the sexy ladies to the floor. Where them Southern Soul Cowboys at? Y'all ready to ride?
I'm a Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh, I got my cowboy hat and my boots to match. I'm a Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh, you know them cowgirls say they like it like that. Hey, now let me see you boots. Hey, now let me see you boo, 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 scoop, 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 boo, scoop, scoop, scoop.
Come on.
Yeah, hey. I got my cowboy hat on. Got my favorite boots on. Take a shot at the hen dog. And I get my groove on. I'm looking for a cowgirl. Can you ride this pony? Come set it up on me. And get to me how I want it. Let me see you ride, ride. Go ride. Slide.
Two slide,
slide. Let me see you slide. Yeah. I'm a Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh. I got my cowboy hat and my boots to match. I'm a Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh. You know them cowgirls say they like it like that. Hey, now let me see you boo, 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 scoop, 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 boo, scoop, scoop, scoop. Yeah. Hey, now let me see you boo, 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 scoop, 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 boo, scoop, scoop, scoop.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey,
little beef. Let's go.
I see you got your boots on and you ready to ride. Come over here, baby. Get right by my side. We can meet at the trail ride on the rodeo too. Go on in and get it, baby. You can do that boo. Boots, boots, boots.
Come on,
boots, boots.
Come on. Hey, now let me see you boot, boot.
Come on, boots, boots, boots.
Come on,
do the boots, boots.
Come on.
A Southern Soul Cowboy. Oh,
come on. Hey,
I got my cowboy hat and my boots to match. I'm a Southern Soul. Yeah.
way she's moving
makes me wanna move.
The way she hold it,
I'm spent to my knee.
Got me singing,
Lord have mercy please.
And she's so fly, caught my eye. She's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
The way she works it
keeps me with a smile.
Ooh, it's like a circus.
Ooh, I love her style.
And when she drop it
down to the floor,
please don't you stop it.
Never let it go.
She's a star, stole my heart. She's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Lord, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
The way she swang it,
keeps me in a day.
Lord, when she bring it,
ooh, I'm so amazed.
The way she dancing and stepping, the way she shaking that thing, she got me losing control. It's so hard to maintain. She's so fine, blows my mind. She's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice,
go on and turn her loose.
Oh, she's got the juice. 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 Oh, she's got the juice.
Yo, check us out. TIA and the JVN on thebrandofus.com and submit your music to thebrandofus@gmail.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click the notification bell and leave a comment. That's right, TBOU, bro.
Baby, what's the business?
What's the business?
What's the business?
We ain't kicked it in a minute.
Ooh.
And the last time I seen your mama, girl, the vibe was somewhat different.
No different.
So tell me what we doing now. Are we coming? Are we going? Yeah. Cause I still feel the same. And anytime they ask me about you, I can only say that no matter what I do,
no matter what I do,
hanging over you.
Five, four, three, two, one.